During budget hearings Monday, city officials opted to give 2% hikes instead of using what Director of Employee Services Daniel Grundman calls a merit market grid, a tool the city's Human Resource Department has been using since 1999 to assign employee pay raises. But Grundman says the city's inability to give sizable raises this year makes the grid hard to use.
With the total compensation package we have on the comp side, it will be difficult to make those differences meaningful enough to not sacrifice or to maintain the integrity of the system itself.
Grundman says the grid dictates the difference in raises for someone rated good and someone rated excellent at their job would be just a few dollars per paycheck. But Councilmember Brad Whistler says he worries employees receiving low merit evaluations are the ones benefiting from the raise.
There are some people who are on the low end of the performance scale and the higher end of the existing pay scale who will now get a greater pay raise than they would have expected under the old system. So in some sense, what we're doing is we're really eliminating the performance component of it.
Grundman says last year, according to his memory, employees scoring a needs improvement rating did not receive raises. He says city officials have not decided yet what to do about those employees this year. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.